2 Corinthians 4. This is life in the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 4, it says, verse 10. Paul had come to this life. He's not reading a verse. He's giving a testimony. We are reading a verse now, remember. But Paul was not quoting a verse. He was giving his testimony. And this must become our testimony. Always. This is more than daily. Luke 9:23 says, take your cross daily. But it means throughout the day. Not just once in a day. And that's why he says always means 24/7. I carry in my body the dying of Jesus. What is the dying of Jesus? Do you know that leprosy is also called by medical people Hansen's disease? Why is it called Hansen's disease? Because a Norwegian guy called Hans Hansen first discovered this one bacteria or whatever it is, I don't know the medical term, that causes leprosy. So it's called Hansen's disease. He discovered it. So the dying of Jesus, what does that mean? It's what he did first. He had a self-will when he came to earth. And he said in John 6:38, I came from heaven never to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. He could have also said, in heaven I always did my own will. Because my will was one with the Father. But now I have taken on a body. I was born of Mary, who is of the seed of Adam. So I have a will. I don't have an old man because I didn't have an earthly father. The Holy Spirit brought me to birth. He didn't have an old man like us. But he had a will. There was no sin in him. But he had a will, which if he exercised in his own favor, it would become sin. But he never did it. He always put that will to death. That's called the dying of Jesus. Because he's the first person in the history of the human race who did it consistently throughout life. And so, it's called the dying of Jesus. And he did it all through his life. And when we are called to follow him, this is what it means. All of us will acknowledge that the most wonderful life that anybody lived on this earth was the life of Jesus. No doubt about it. Don't we want it? But this is the way. There's a sword in front of the tree of life. And we have to go to it every day. Always bearing in our body the dying of Jesus so that the life of Jesus will be manifested in this body. This is the secret, dear brothers and sisters. It is absolutely certain that what Paul experienced in his life, the life of Jesus being manifested in his body, is like, you know, the light burning in a bulb. It's there, but it burns. The same way the life of Jesus being manifested in our body, the kindness, the goodness, the humility, the purity, the righteousness, the uprightness, the gentleness, the forgiveness, the mercy, goodness, the faithfulness, the joy, the peace, the life of Jesus. I mean, one would think people would rush for this and say, God, what is the price? Price is just let the sword fall on your self-life. Just let it. I'll help you. I'll help you when you go through that moment and you're tempted. I'll help you, but let it fall. Let it fall. I won't take away your will, because the moment I take away your will, you'll be a robot. You have your free will, but I want you, my child, to exercise it in my favor always, the Lord says. That's the thing. So if I do that, then always the life of Jesus will be manifested in our body. Imagine a life like this where anytime anybody sees you, anytime anybody talks to you, it's the Spirit of Christ coming forth from you. In your words, in your language, in your conduct, in your expression in your face as well. Because sometimes the expression in our face reveals what is in our heart. We can control our tongue, but we cannot control the expression in our face. Do you know that? No amount of yoga or Buddhism can make you control the expression on your face. If you're gloomy, you'll see it in your face. If you're angry, it's seen in your face. You can control your tongue. The heart is revealed in the face. And there's a verse in the Old Testament that says, as a man's face is seen in the water, so the heart of man is revealed as well. And then it goes on to say, because this is what God wants, the life of Jesus always in our body, what does God do? Verse 11, 2 Corinthians 4:11. He always delivers us over to death. Are you surprised that you find so many pressures in life every day? That you find circumstances not exactly what you want? Praise the Lord. That's 2 Corinthians 4:11. You're being delivered into a situation where God says, do you want to die? You know, like Jesus asked that man who was 38 years at the pool of Bethesda, do you want to get well? As I said, you'd think that's a stupid question to ask a sick man. But that's exactly what God's asking you in the moment of temptation. Do you want to get well? Do you want the life of Jesus? Do you really want it? Do you want the surgery? You'll be healed of your cancer. And the last minute the patient can say, no, surgery, I don't want. Well, then you've got to live with your cancer. But most people will go in for the surgery, especially if it's free. And this one is free. We're delivered over to death for Jesus' sake. That means God arranges different circumstances in my life every day. It could be in your home, could be in your relationship with your wife or husband, very often it is, or with your children, or with your neighbor, or very often with your relatives or your parents, where you are delivered over into a situation where you have to die. If you want the life of Jesus, you've got to die. Of course, you don't have to die. You say, no, I'm not going to die there. Then you know from past experience what manifests itself in you? The life of Adam. And all of us have had plenty of experiences of that. And what the Lord asks us today is, are you sick and tired? Are you weary and heavy laden? Are you sick and tired of that type of manifestation? Do you want another life? Really? It's not going to come with just one decision right now. Always. But the Lord says, I'll help you. Don't get scared by this word always. I'm there. Lo, I am with you always. Put that along with this verse. Always delivered to death. Constantly delivered to death for Jesus' sake. Why? So that the life of Jesus may be manifested in this mortal flesh. It's amazing. And that's not the end. That's just my life. Now from there it goes on to ministry to others. So then, as death works in me, verse 12, life works in other people. This is rivers of living water. The first one was only the well of water springing up, you know. The Lord said, I will put a spring inside you, like he told the Samaritan woman, springing up to everlasting life. But that only blesses me. If I have a well in my home, I get water, but the neighbors around me are all dying of thirst. But if a river comes out from me, it blesses my neighbors as well. So 2 Corinthians 4:11 is just like a well. 10 and 11, just me, my life is changed, the life of Christ. But verse 12 is the river. Death works in me and life in you. How is that? That's really amazing. This is going on from life to ministry, and that is God's will. God's will is that that spring of water that satisfies you will become a river and flow out to many other people.